It's beautiful. Always is God's own country. Our race meeting is on Monday, the 26th, but it has been a bit wet here. We're hoping it's going to dry out enough. We weren't able to have trials last week because it was a bit wet, and our last race meeting in June had to be cancelled because it was too wet. But it is dry today, so hopefully it may stay dry for a bit longer.
Now, I check in with a lot of race clubs. We've spoken to clubs like Wodonga and, of course, Echuca and others up there near the border. From more so your point of view, of course, Wagunya is the Victorian township and you're right there on the Murray where Corowa is. Has the bubble changed with this latest announcement, hard borders? We're told it doesn't really make a massive difference for those living either side of the Murray and so on. But from a racing point of view, if you're meeting coming up, in terms of people floating horses or travelling either from other parts of New South Wales to you and then mingling with people from Victoria, is this now becoming more challenging from a racing point of view for Corowa?
Not at the moment. So long as they're not from the very hot spots, anyone I think is able to come within the border bubble. We've got 122 acceptances for Monday, so I think a lot of meetings have been cancelled and everybody's keen to get their horses to have a run. So if we go ahead, if the rain stays off, it should be a very good meeting.
Well, one other aspect too you'd be aware of course, here in Victoria, there's no race meetings from Monday onwards until the following weekend. It's a number of days off, so to speak, in the calendar by RV. The Sunday meetings, for example, Sale, they had over 500 nominations. They had to ballot out heaps of horses, emergencies across the card. So I wouldn't be surprised if you've got a bit of a flow on there where Victorian stables heading a few horses just to the border bubble at Corowa for your meeting.
Yes, yes. We've been told we have to be very careful with the social distancing. That's going to be our biggest thing. But other than that, it should be a good meeting.
So as I said, this still intrigues me. If someone's in country Victoria or Melbourne itself and they want to bring a horse up and they cross over the border, they can take the horse to Corowa, to your race club. It's in the area there that's part of the bubble, but that will mean they're on track where people might be coming from other parts of the state. But as far as you're concerned, even though Victoria's placed a hard border across all of New South Wales, you're still okay because where you are at Corowa and Wagunya, the Victorian side of the Murray, it's just how it's been in recent months.
Yeah, we're in the border bubble. So long as it's currently the border bubble goes from Wagga to Bendigo. So people within the border bubble will be able to come up, that is for sure.
Right.
I'm not sure about the Melbourne people, but I don't think we get a lot of people come up with their horses from Melbourne at the moment.
Well, Gary Armstrong from Echuca, he told us that there are situations where floats are met by other staff and other people bring them across and so on, so I guess that we might see that happening. What about crowds? For example, it's ironic. We talk about parts of New South Wales right now in lockdown. Other parts are not. Last weekend, for example, we had a lovely chat with the club president at Narrandera. They had a big crowd on track. They had their annual cup. It was a great day, despite other parts of the state having their issues. Are you allowed to have people on track at Corowa? And have you been having people on track?
Yes, we have. We have been having people on track. There was two meetings earlier last year. The July last year meeting, we weren't able to have anyone on track. But for the last 6 or 8 months, we've been having people on track and we've had reasonable crowds. A Monday meeting is a little quieter, but we have still have the bookmakers and what have you, the undercover bookmaking ring. So, yeah, we're still going ahead as usual.
You mentioned, and we'll check our race guides and information here at RSN for our listeners in Victoria closer to Monday, but you've had a lot of rain. You did have a washout your last meeting, so at this time of the year, is this unusual? I know it is winter, but a lot of people head to the Murray and to the northern parts of the state to escape wet weather, but is this unusual for you to have lost a meeting and have another where you're watching the weather for Monday?
Yes, it is unusual for us. You know, even the farmers are starting to say they've had enough rain, they don't want any more. Some of the sheep are dropping their lambs now and they don't want to be dropping them in puddles of water. There's quite a lot of water about at the moment.
How many times a year do you race at Corowa?
Seven times a year.
Right.
Our next race meeting after this one is in September.
Okay, so a few months away. Hopefully things will have improved there, but for now the bubble is okay. And can I ask you, given we're in a studio in Melbourne in lockdown, what is it, the bubble there? Is it, since it's become a hard border, I mean, as I mentioned, we often see in the news Wodonga, Albury, we see Echuca and so on, but Wagunya, the Victorian township, the Murray goes then to Corowa. Is there a big roadblock? Is there a massive line of traffic? What actually would we see at the border if we were at the Murray there at Corowa as we speak?
There's no roadblocks here in Corowa at the moment. I think there's a few police cars getting around doing number plate recognition. But the main difference is in Victoria, the shops are all closed. In New South Wales, we're still shopping. We have to wear our mask to go shopping and sign in. But it's still life as usual virtually here, just to be careful.
That is an interesting situation. So people living in Wagunya are allowed to leave the home to go shopping, so they could then go across to Corowa and go to the shops there that are all open. Not that they're not open in Wagunya, the essential supermarkets, but that's an interesting situation, of course, isn't it? They have to wear masks in Victoria, but the Corowa people different, or?
No, we have to wear masks too.
Right.
But our shops are open. We can't go to Wangaratta and go shopping because most of the shops there are shut. And you can't go just for shopping. We can still only go down there for the five reasons.
It's all very challenging, but we know it's all the best for the safety. And the main thing is racing continues. Good luck with your meeting. We'll be watching the weather with interest. And thanks for updating us on your race club. We often hear about some of the other border race clubs, but interesting to hear from you about Corowa. Crossing fingers the weather will be on your side. And, Gail, all the best. We might speak later in the year. Thanks for taking the call.
Okay, thank you very much.